It's 8:07 on your Thursday morning, April 11th. A few passing clouds, even a few passing showers across North Iowa this hour. Temperature-wise, sitting at 45 degrees. Not too bad of a morning out. Yesterday would have been better, but just me. We got nice temps coming up. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg, and happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, indeed. Your community conversation this morning brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. We have the Charles City Washington Elementary School principal in studio, Joe Carney. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
Excellent. So the first thing I have to ask is, how many days left of school?
29.
Yeah,
I haven't started counting, but I just looked it up so I knew the answer.
It's crazy how fast this school year has really flown by. We're already talking about kindergarten roundup this morning.
We are, yeah. We have that scheduled for May 15th. So our incoming kindergartners will come to us that morning from 8 to 11:30. We will have our preschool students who are going to kindergarten. They will be joining us that morning, and then they will return to their classes for the afternoon. And then our current kindergartners will not attend that day so that we have room for our incoming kindergartners. So, yeah, we'll do a half day with them. We'll do a bunch of different activities, and then we'll send them home before lunchtime.
So there was discussion about half day kindergarten, if I'm...
Half day preschool.
Half day preschool. Okay.
Yes. Kindergarten is full day.
Never mind.
That's okay.
But the age, how old does a child have to be to attend kindergartner by the time school starts?
Right. They have to be 5 by September 15th.
Okay.
And then preschool is exactly a year earlier. They need to be 4 by September 15th to take part in the statewide program.
Okay. You're fairly new to the district. You've got almost a year under your belt.
Yeah.
How's it been going?
It's been going really well. We've seen a lot of really positive changes in our school. We have kids who are happy to be there, teachers who are working their tails off, and we're seeing a lot of, you know, obviously we look at test scores, and those are growing. But more than that, I think, you know, we're also tracking how safe kids feel, and it's been really positive. Kids have smiles on their faces. Teachers are happy to be there. We have fun, but we work hard too.
Yeah. Elementary age is such a fun age.
It is. I mean, our oldest student is 8 years old. So,
yeah. They still are soaking up what they're learning, and they seem so excited and in awe of education.
Absolutely.
Then you get a freshman in high school, but that's all different.
That's very different, right? That's why I stick with the younger students.
So, changes in the state-funded voluntary preschool program at Washington. What can families expect with that?
Yeah, so there's been a little bit of confusion around that because we have had a full-day program for our preschool students. And honestly, we would love to continue that. The problem is the state only funds preschool students at half of what they do K-12 students. And so, unfortunately, financially, it's not really possible to pay for preschool for a full day program. So what we'll do is we will have 2 half day programs coming up in the fall. So we'll have an 8:10 to 11:10 session, and then a 12:10 to 3:10 session. So 2 3-hour classes. Same teachers, same support, just a shorter day. One of the things that parents have asked a lot is, how are they going to get the same education in such a shorter time? But one of the things that we've been required to do, because they're there all day, is take a reasonably long nap in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's not educational time. And so there really won't be missing a whole lot educationally by going to this, but it will help us maintain our financial just viability, really, of the preschool program.
Well, and kiddos at that age need that downtime.
They do.
That rest time.
They do.
So do the teachers.
They do. Well, they do, and we're not stopping them from doing that. We're just not having it in our classroom,
right?
Basically. So, and then one other thing I wanted to point out about preschool is, originally we had announced that we would not be able to provide transportation. I'm sure budget cuts have been in the news all over the place, but we are going to provide transportation for students in the middle of the day to and from DHS registered centers. So child care centers, in-home child care, as long as they're registered with the DHS, the students can get transportation to and from preschool.
That's awesome.
Great news.
Yes.
Because that was going to be a huge issue for yes. parents who work full time.
Absolutely.
So, wonderful.
It frees up a lot of stress for parents.
Yeah.
It does.
Wonderful
it
news
does.
On that
yeah.
front.
So if any of our listeners have any questions on these changes, can they contact you at Washington Elementary?
Please. Yeah. And if you have not yet registered your child because maybe you were hesitant about transportation or just didn't really know what the changes were going to look like, first of all, call us. We'll talk with you through those changes. And then second of all, on the Charles City Schools website, which is charlescityschools.org, if you just scroll down a little bit, there's preschool and kindergarten pre-registration. We'd love to get your information so that we have a spot for you in the fall.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Joe Carney, Washington Elementary School principal, joining us on Community Conversations today. Have a great rest of your school year.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Come in anytime. 29 days. That's hard to believe. It's 8:13. We have Paul Russell coming up after 50-50.